Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Japan, 1970. A surprise order to go east. Despite our moments of enthusiasm and our occasional successes, the Chapel Hill Center did not do well, and we closed it towards the end of 1969. We then moved to New York to help with the preaching there. One day, I received an aerogram from Prabhupada. His letter was short. He requested that I join Balimar Dhan and Sudama in Tokyo to help them pioneer the preaching in Japan. My head spun. Beyond a visit to Mexico as a college student, I had never ventured outside North America. I had visions of crowded, muddy streets, rickshaws, and bright neon lights. Tokyo. I don't even have any money. Still, Prabhupada's order filled my mind. After I recovered from the initial shock, it occurred to me where to find the money. I left the temple and took the subway to my parents' home in Rockaway. I begged my parents for the few $1,000s in savings bonds they had accumulated for me. They stared at me in disbelief. They had been saving the bonds to give to me at my wedding. But what could they do when confronted by an independent-minded, shaven-headed member of the Hare Krishna movement who wanted his own money to go off on a mission to Japan? They gave me the money. I can only imagine what my parents thought after I left. I was intent on saving Japan on Prabhupada's order, so I didn't stay to discuss it with them. I caught the 8 train back to our Second Avenue temple. The temple president was overjoyed to see the savings bonds, especially because there would be money left over, extra, after the cost of my ticket. He told me that the extra money would be sent to Prabhupada's book fund. Then he accompanied me to the bank, allowing me to turn neither left nor right. He stood next to me at the bank teller's window while the transaction was completed, fearing, I guess, that I would, quote, bloop, once the money was in my hands. My comment. I'm glad that the extra money was sent to the book fund, but I would have preferred to have given the donation voluntarily rather than having it offered on my behalf through intimidation. Actually, years later, I saw a letter to the temple president from Prabhupada acknowledging the donation for me for his book fund. Yet, I would have rather offered it myself. During my stay in New York, a giant peace march protesting U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War was held in Washington, D.C., and devotees from ISKCON temples throughout the East Coast gathered. And after the huge kirtans we held in Washington, we all again gathered to chant Krishna's names up and down Fifth Avenue in New York. I snapped several photos of the Mahaharinam and sent them to BTG. One even found its way onto the cover. Preaching in Japan. In the last week of December 1969, I flew into Tokyo's Haneda Airport, cleared immigration, and hailed a taxi, handing the driver my copy of the temple address in Meguro-ku. The address proved to be obscure, and it took hours to locate it. Finally, at 9 p.m., I saw a shaven-headed, dark-skinned Westerner taking out the garbage. Hari Bol, I yelled out. It was Sudama. After paying the driver, we carried my luggage up 3 flights of stairs to a tiny flat. Within a month of my arrival, we shifted from Meguro-ku to an old-fashioned Japanese-style tatami-matted apartment in Shibuya-ku, and for the next 6 months, we rotated our preaching between Meguro-ku, Shinjuku, the Ginza, Shibuya, and other sophisticated suburbs. On Prabhupada's recommendation, we dressed in fine silk robes and wore flower garlands. Sometimes we would travel by subway to the Ginza, where we would chant and distribute literature. At other times, Sudama's wife, Chintamani Dasi and I would chant alone or distribute pamphlets, write a Krishna temple record albums, and Japanese Back to Godhead magazines. If no devotees were available to chant as we distributed, we played tape kirtans on our big Iowa reel-to-reel tape recorder. Our Sunday feasts were sparsely attended, but they were always joyful. Sudama was an excellent cook. He had spent time as Prabhupada's personal servant and had learned to cook directly from Prabhupada. He taught me how to make halva soaked in ghee and sugar, samosas with cauliflowers and peas, and gulab jamuns with powdered milk and no flour, exactly as Prabhupada had taught him. I learned to enjoy cooking and would cook often. On Ekadasis, I would fast all day, but still cook for the devotees. At one point, Sudama and Chintamani left Japan and traveled to Korea to renew their visas. Alone, I would distribute magazines each day at the Ginza. One day, as I distributed, I heard a loud Haribol. Surprised, I looked up and saw a huge Brahmananda rushing towards me, dressed in blue baggy pants. His arms outstretched to envelop me in his embrace. His mission in Tokyo was to produce Krishna book with the Dainapan Printing Company. He stayed for more than a month, and when Sudama returned, we would spend hours sitting and discussing Prabhupada in our lonely Tokyo temple. Bali Mardan had left Tokyo to open ISKCON's first temple in Sydney, Australia, soon after my arrival. A few months later, just after Brahmananda's visit, reinforcements, Amoga and Satyavrata, were sent from Los Angeles. We visited Kyoto, the then holy city, for a guest appearance on a television show. We also held a Rath Yatra in Megaraku Park, chanting Hare Krishna as we carried Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra on a palanquin. We held our big Harinam every Friday evening in Shinjuku, the most upbeat suburb in Tokyo. One day, as we chanted in front of a Shinjuku bank that was closed for the weekend, a huge protest march filed past us on the street. Thousands of protesters, most wearing red or white bandanas, carrying huge banners, shouted slogans as they marched past. Suddenly, the Japanese police arrived with their gas masks and shields, and they began to beat the protesters with clubs. We kept chanting as a dangerous riot erupted like a movie scene right before our eyes. In our innocence, we simply kept chanting Hare Krishna, and Krishna protected us. Krishna sent quite a few Japanese boys and girls to visit our temple and attend our public programs. It was austere preaching to them, because they mostly came to practice English, not study Krishna consciousness. We continued, regardless, on Prabhupada's order. Okay, Hare Krishna. We'll end here. Hare Krishna.